Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters and friends. I hope you're well. This is a video message to Andrew Tate. Before I begin, it is important to mention from the very onset that this video is not about questioning the Islam of Andrew Tate. Because, as we know in Islam, if someone testifies the kalima and they testify to be a Muslim, we take that as the truth. However, sadly, unfortunately, with the recent events that are taking place in occupied Palestine in response to Operation Al-Aqsa flood, we have seen and witnessed an array of commentary from Muslims and non-Muslims alike. It is very clear that the overwhelming majority of Muslims around the world and in the West support their brothers and sisters in occupied Palestine and elsewhere. It is also important to note the religious significance and sanctity of Masjid al-Aqsa, Jerusalem, and the region known as Ash-Sham, or Bilad al-Sham, because verily it is beloved. It is a land where all the angels have come, where the Prophet ﷺ led all the Anbiya in the prayer. Yesterday, I saw a clip of a wider discussion by Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan on the Emergency Room podcast.
So when I see all these people choosing sides, calling for the absolute destruction of the other, saying this team's completely wrong, that team's completely wrong, to me it's all just a huge psyop. Because let me tell you something about the world. Only in movies is there a good guy and a bad guy. You could sit here and display to me an extremely concise, compendious, and compelling argument that Israel are the good guys, and that Hamas slash Palestine slash Gaza, whatever, are committing war crimes and doing bad things. You could also do the absolute same thing in reverse.
Yes.
There are no good guys and bad guys. It's gray. It's not black and white. It's a mess. And how that mess is solved, I don't know enough about the conflict to answer. What I do know is that children will starve and that we can try our best to stop that happening, which is why we're donating money. That is my view on the war. I'm going to do my best to stop as many children from going hungry as possible. That's my political view. Andrew's political view on the war is he doesn't want children to be hungry.
In that podcast, Andrew Tate mentioned that he believes that there are no good guys and bad guys in this conflict. He explicitly mentioned that the Palestinians and Gaza cannot be taken as the good guys, unequivocally. He said there's a lot of grey areas. He also said that he feels this is a huge psyop, while in the same breath saying that he doesn't know enough about the conflict itself. So let me just address some of these points. Point number one, as a general rule, it doesn't matter if you're Andrew Tate or Khabib or a layman on the road. If you do not know enough about a subject matter, it is unwise to comment on it publicly, let alone to tens of millions of followers. Doesn't make sense at all to say that the issue between Palestine and the Zionist entity of Israel is one where there is no good guys and bad guys. In fact, that comment to be uttered by a Muslim is shocking. It is shocking to take a stance of neutrality, trying to liken 75 years of a brutal occupation, ethnic cleansing, and apartheid to the actions of militia groups that have barely been around for 20 years. It makes no sense to liken the crimes of the Zionist entity with all its state machinery, with all its sophisticated weaponry, with the millions and billions of dollars that it receives in military aid, to then kill with impunity, indiscriminately, Palestinians in residential and built-up areas on purpose. So for you to say that this is a grey area and that there are no good guys, I'm telling you, Andrew, and anyone else who doubts this matter, for the Muslims, there is a clear good side, the right side, and that is the side of the occupied, the oppressed, the ethnically cleansed, and those who have to live in humiliation under apartheid. That's the right side, Andrew, and others. You said that when you were in prison, you spent most of your time reading the Quran. Did you miss the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions the sanctity of Masjid al-Aqsa and Jerusalem? Have you not heard the many prophetic statements talking about the blessed status of the people of Palestine and Jerusalem and the surrounding areas? You've been a Muslim for nearly a year now. How many more excuses do you expect your brothers and sisters to make for you? Brother Andrew, this is a message of sincere advice to you. For Muslims, it's very clear. The vast majority, overwhelming number of the Muslim Ummah know who the right side is in this conflict. But it is unfortunate that you are parroting narratives of neutrality whilst talking about these things being a psyop, whilst saying that there are no good guys in this and those are grey areas. And then what do you conclude by saying? That my main priority is to feed and protect the hungry children. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your very generous donation to the people of Palestine and make your way heavy on your scales on the Day of Judgment. Ameen. When I'm saying that giving sadaqah with the political commentary that you provided is not that's going to give you a pass. You giving sadaqah is an act of worship that we pray is accepted from Allah. To now say that because of your donation, you cannot be criticized for Palestine, there is no basis for it. It's quite frankly buffoonery and dumbfounded. Now let's talk about Iggy Semmelweis, a Jewish Zionist sorcerer who has claimed to be a prophet in the past, who has said that the new religion in 2022 is Tatism and Islam is just a political system. This is a man who has admitted to practicing sihr. Andrew, ask your friends, ask Shamsi, ask Faris al-Hammadi, what is the crime in Islam for the one who practices sihr? What is the position that the religion has on someone who admits to practicing black magic, sorcery and magic? I'll let you decide on that one. But he's taken very clear stances on the Palestine-Israel conflict. He's made it abundantly clear based on the tweets that I'm going to post on this video about what he believes is the status of the Palestinians in their resistance against the Zionist entity. This is a man who has claimed to be a false prophet and just last year was presenting you to be somewhat of a new prophet and savior to mankind. How horribly and embarrassingly wrong he is. Because the Muslims, the Muslim Ummah, believe in the final messenger to mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there will never be a prophet or a duplicitous and fake savior for this Ummah. Why haven't you made a clear distance from Iggy? Why is he still involved in the war room? Why is he still a senior trusted general? Is that befitting of a Muslim? Someone who has admitted to being a false prophet, someone who practices sorcery and magic, someone who defames and dehumanizes your Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine. Is this the kind of people in your inner circles, Andrew? Shocking. Shocking to say the least. To conclude, Brother Andrew, you are a Muslim. And a Muslim is the one that submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we know you are a new Muslim. It's been nearly a year. You don't have to be a scholar or a student of knowledge to distance yourself from someone who has admitted these very clear-cut, basic 101 aspects of Islam. Now, millions of people may accept your narrative about the Matrix, a very poorly explained and defined one for that matter. People will rightfully praise you for the positive elements and messaging around masculinity, financial independence, and your criticisms of the global neoliberal order and the LGBTQ agenda. But the issue of Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa, as I mentioned in a previous video message to Jordan Peterson is a red line for the Muslims. It is a Furqan for the Muslims. It is a distinguisher for the Muslims. It unites nearly every faction of Muslims theologically, sectarianly, politically, and otherwise. So it is unwise for you to try sit on the fence in some, Allah knows best, misplaced hope that your newly founded right-wing, neocon, pro-Israeli, anti-woke followers support you for. My dear brother, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reconnect with the ummah, because sitting on the fence on this matter is something that you're going to have to answer to in this life and the next because of the reach and influence that you have. And so long as you remain neutral or dubious in your stance whilst tacitly making excuses, you might not think you're making excuses for the Zionist entity, but you are when you say there's loads of grey areas. You are when you say that there are no good guys in this conflict. You are when you liken the resistance of a poorly armed militia groups to the state machinery of Israel. So take heed of this advice and the advice that's been given to you by Muslims around you, online and offline. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the Muslims on what is most pleasing to Allah. Ameen.